Time to say hi to my guest, Tim Goddard. Hello.
Hello.
Could you pull that mic a little bit closer to you, Tim, there?
Absolutely.
Tim is from Rumsey Mill, Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month. Rumsey Mill, as you may have heard me say earlier on, is a Cambridge-based Christian charity, started in 1980, that works with children, young people and families, many of whom are facing significant challenges in their lives. It's got a successful music program, which has invested in the creative, artistic and personal potential of more than 100 young people aged between 10 and 21, and particularly those who face significant challenges in their lives. And Rumsey Mill has partnered with Cambridge Junction to host an annual showcase called Rapademic. We'll ask Tim about that in a little while. But the main thing that Tim's coming to talk about is the fact that to help develop the program and create opportunities for young musicians, Rumsey Mill has now set up a new initiative, its own record label and studios. And you're in charge.
Apparently so. That's what they tell me. So I try my best to be in charge. To be honest, it's a great project to be involved with, and I find it really exciting.
Now, I don't want this to sound like a job interview, but what's your qualifications to do that?
I've been... Music's my thing. I've always loved music for as long as I can remember. And I tried, sort of went through the whole school thing. I got to sixth form, tried that, it wasn't for me. So I ended up in college doing a music technology diploma. And after that, I set up my own recording studio in Bury St Edmunds. So I did that for a couple of years. And from there, I moved on to various kind of consultancy positions. I worked with some churches, some bands, solo artists to help them develop their kind of musicianship skills, their songwriting skills, even all the way through to sort of acoustic consultancy and things like that. Dabbled in various other industries throughout the years as well. But really, my thing has always been development, even with football as well. I worked as a football development officer for a couple of years as well with young people. So really for me, I enjoy the kind of the challenge, if you like, of taking people's ideas and helping them to develop them into something tangible, into something they can be proud of and use and have. So
what's your role involved? I mean, the recording studios, I'm guessing, won't be busy all the time. But if you're managing that process, what do you see as your role in terms of sort of working with the artists there?
So really, my role is more, as you mentioned, to try and develop the studio facilities to try and generate some revenue, the profits from which can then be reinvested into the music program itself and help support the young people. There's always crossover with that. The two do kind of go hand in hand. So it's quite nice having had a solely commercial background to know that this time any work that I do to develop the business itself is actually going to be used then to improve the services that those young guys and girls are getting. It's a fantastic project, and I would just say that my role is purely to facilitate the growth and development of everything as a whole, the facilities, and try and make it something that we can be really proud of and say, yeah, we're doing some good here, but we're also providing some professional quality audio services at the same time.
So Rumsey Mill, obviously, as I was explaining there at the beginning, is something that's really focused on trying to help youngsters sort of come on in their careers and get on top of things and so forth. Is there a great demand for this kind of thing within Cambridge?
Yeah, I think Rumsey Mill do all sorts of work with young people, families and people of all ages. Turntable Records has kind of specifically focused on the young people. And for me, definitely, I think there is a real need for this. I think that young people particularly aren't given the opportunities to express themselves. I think we do live in a society where if you allow yourself to be emotional in any way, you can get shot down for it. It's quite a vulnerable thing to put yourself out. And I think music is a fantastic tool for anyone to use, whether they plan to release that music or not, to put something of themselves and what's going on in their own lives. I mean, some of these guys are facing significant challenges. So to be able to have an outlet for that, I think, is really important for them to be able to say, actually, this is what's going on with me. But equally, it's an industry that is notoriously difficult to get into. So aside from supporting them personally, to be able to equip them with the skills that they might need to pursue a career in the music industry or any other industry, I think is really important as well. And with, you know, cuts to government funding for a lot of arts and music funding and programs, I hope that we can begin to start to fill some of that void and give people an opportunity to do that.
So what would it involve? If an artist came to you, are you going to sort of train them in terms of their musical ability, or is it a simple case of saying, okay, let's get in the studio, record some tracks, and then we'll, you know, fiddle about with the mixing, and then send them out to record companies? I mean, what exactly will they expect to have happen?
I'm trying to set it up so that we can do all of the above. The idea being that whoever comes to us, if it's a young person coming and we put them onto the Young People's Music Programme, that we don't have to turn them away, and we can provide opportunities for them to have a go at doing something that they want to have a go at doing, rather than saying, well, this is our programme and you have to do this, that and the other. I want to be able to provide those opportunities for them to have a go at whatever they want to do. But equally, for adults as well, from the commercial point of view, I want to set it up so that we can give anyone who has perhaps not traditionally had the opportunity to go to a local recording studio and record something that they've written, or even thought, you know, I really want to learn an instrument, I've always wanted to play guitar, that we can also provide those opportunities at an affordable rate, but they could still know that they're going to get a decent quality service out of it.
Okay, so it's not necessarily the people that would be the main focus of Romsey Mill would necessarily be the only people that would potentially use the studios. If you've got local musicians who are looking for somewhere to get a break, that they would potentially be people that you'd like to talk to as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the easiest way to describe it, really, from my standpoint as running the commercial side of things, is that we will operate as any other recording studio or audio service provider, the only difference being that we choose to reinvest our profits into the work that we then do with the young people. So absolutely, we can do live band recording. We're hoping to raise some money to invest in some new equipment, which will allow us to do live recording at events. We'd love to be able to run our own events and get kind of the local music scene an opportunity to get involved and, again, have a go at something that perhaps they might not otherwise have had a go with. I want to be at a point where we don't have to turn anyone away, and we can become a resource for the local community and beyond to come and get a really great service, have a great time doing it, and know that if they're putting money into it in the commercial respect, that money is then going to be reinvested in the work that we do with the young people.
So the studio, have you just set it up, or has it been running for a little while?
No, we've got three studio facilities, and we've got one at the mill, obviously on Mill Road. We have one over in Arbury, and we also have one in Camborne. So those studios have been around for a little while. I've been here now for about 4 or 5 months, and part of my remit will be to develop those studios and get them up to an industry standard for two reasons mainly. One, so that we can offer these commercial activities and people know that they're going to get a decent, and it's not just we'll try and make some money off this, do you know what I mean? But also so that the young people are actually getting something out of it. It's something they can buy into, they can be proud of, and they can end up with an end result that means it's release ready if they want to release it through us or through someone else.
So you've been working for a little while, and as you say, you've got three studios. Have you got anything already sort of in the pipeline that's coming up?
Yeah, we've got quite a few things in the pipeline. I think probably the most exciting one for me is that we've got a lot of original tracks going on an album which will be released in the coming months. All of the artists that are going on there are TTR artists, so it features young people from sort of 16 years old up to people like Carl, who's our music specialist youth worker, who's also a resident artist with us as well. So that'll be released in the coming months. It'll have sort of anywhere between 10 and 15 tracks on. We're just finalising the details. And honestly, I can't say, I know it's dangerous sometimes. We say we're a charity and people think, oh, it's a charity case, we'll buy it because we want to support it. Honestly, I cannot stress enough how talented these young people actually are, both in their ability to songwrite, but also to perform as well. They are absolutely fantastic, and I'm really excited to see it kind of come to fruition.
So is there anywhere that somebody could get a sample of the kind of music that's been recorded at the studio? Do you have a website with the MP3s or anything that people can listen to?
We will have. The website is up at the moment. We're developing that because, again, we want the website to become part of the resource that we offer with exactly things like that, but also with some other educational things for home producers and home artists that tips and tricks that perhaps they might not know about to make it easier to get a better sound from their own home studios. That website is turntable-records.co.uk. If you go on there at the moment, you'll find links to the social media stuff. But over the coming months, again, that's something that's in development, and that will become a whole other resource as well.
And I also mentioned, Tim, that you're partnering with Cambridge Junction. Is that something you're personally involved with?
That's not something I've had much involvement with myself. Like I said, there's always crossover, so I've been sort of alongside the process, shall we say, rather than particularly involved with it. That's something that Carl KD would be taking a lead on.
I'm just wondering if Carl's there.
Yes, he is. He has arrived.
We were expecting Carl, Tim's colleague, to come in a bit earlier on, but I think he arrived a little bit late. And I'm just wondering if we can maybe get him to come into the studio and have a talk to us. And he's involved in the Cambridge Junction activity, is he?
He is, in a fantastic... And it is a really great event. Again, like I say, they're talented youngsters, great performers.
Hello.
Hi, this is Carl. Carl's just walking into the studio now. Carl, I'm just talking to Tim specifically about the activity that you're involved with at the Cambridge Junction. Could you just tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, it's just basically a showcase of young Romsey Mill people. So everyone that basically uses the studio at Romsey Mill, and that's in Arbury and on here at Mill Road, they will be performing at the Junction August the 3rd. This will be the third one as well. So, yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Okay, and are you going to be on stage there as well?
I will be, yeah.
Right.
I think I'm featuring on four of the artists' songs, so I'll be on for them and then maybe a couple of mine. And then, yeah, that's basically it, yep.
So how long have you been involved with Romsey Mill?
For me, it started about 2003 because I used to go there as a youngster. And then they just had turntable decks at the time. And then we wanted a studio. And then as the years went on, we got a studio. And then I went off at college and done music at college and stuff. Then done labouring. Then I went back to Romsey and they actually offered me a job. And that's how it started for me, yeah.
And the new initiative that Romsey Mill's starting up with Tim here in the studios, yep, and the record label and so forth, how do you see that in terms of what you can do to help youngsters coming along now, and how will it help you personally?
It's just like it's better because it's a platform for the young people basically to actually be able to put music out, because there's nothing like that in Cambridge at the moment. And I think in terms for Romsey, they're seeing so many young artists come through there, and very talented ones as well. So I think it works for Romsey and it works for the young people, and that's just what it is for me, really. It's just a platform for them to be able to actually put music out, and then have people like experts like Tim to be able to show them how to actually distribute it, and etc. Basically, so it's
and
just a
do
big
you think
step.
Will you have an involvement yourself in terms of sort of guiding them in terms of their careers?
Yeah, definitely. Like, because a lot of young people when they come, like in terms of like MCs. So you've got like people that just do MCing, and then become from MCing to making a song is two totally different things. And then I kind of bridge that gap. Do you know what I mean? So like, I've got like one young girl at the moment, like she's like amazing at writing like verses and stuff, but she is only lately she's learning how to actually construct a song, like with a hook. And so like, yeah, that's what I feel like I'm doing, showing them how to do that. And then obviously trying to get them to actually make their own music, because before, when they first start, they usually just strip music, like some songs that are already been done, like, and then just get the instrumental of it and then write to it, when now they're actually making their own music. So yeah, it's just quality, basically.
Great. Tim, it sounds an excellent idea, and obviously great success, hopefully, for the future. If anybody is interested in getting involved with yourselves, what should they do?
The best thing to do at the moment would be to go on to turntable-records.co.uk. You'll find links to all the social media stuff on there. You can send us a Facebook message. There's a phone number on there. You can hook us up on Twitter. They're all managed every day, so you can get in touch with us and someone will be, get back to them as soon as we possibly can and try and arrange a meeting with them. We like to do things face-to-face, so I like to get them in. We have a chat with them, obviously free of charge. Don't charge them for that, and see what it is that they need and take it from there.
Great stuff. Sorry, we didn't get a chance to talk to you too much there, KD.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
The traffic was crazy out there.
It always is in Cambridge, I have to say. Tim, KD, thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'll give some details about how to contact yourself through things like Facebook and Twitter and also your website after we've had a bit of traffic coming up right now. So thanks to Tim and to KD there for coming in and talking to us about the new initiative, Turntable Records, part of the initiative that's going on with our charity of the month, Romsey Mill, at the moment. Some contact details if you'd like to get in contact with Tim. Maybe you're a musician and like to find out more about Turntable Records and also their recording facilities. Tim's email is tim.goddard@turntable-records.co.uk. You can also go on Twitter and follow at TTRS Studio and also at Turntable Rex on Facebook. Just search for TTRS Studio. Instagram, it's at Turntable Studio and also at Turntable Rex. So there we are. A few more contact details. If you're interested in helping the charity in terms of finance, they have a website that you can visit, www.gofundme.com/turntablerecords is where you can lay down some money.